Hello, harsh criticism for Planned Parenthood and their scheme to sell baby parts.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In light of these videos, we must take the fight to a step further. And for this reason, I have just introduced the Defund Planned Parenthood Act of 2015, legislation that would enact an immediate moratorium on all federal funding for Planned Parenthood while Congress carries out a full investigation. Planned Parenthood has made a business out of destroying that which God has created.
Everything that Planned Parenthood does other than abortion is done by community health clinics. There is no reason in the world to have Planned Parenthood other than abortion. No taxpayer dollars should go to it because they are indirectly, if not directly, paying for abortion. We should stop all funding for Planned Parenthood. Not at that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It's a very compassionate gesture. It's a very private moment where people volunteer to do this. And certainly so, my colleagues around the country and I are the recipients of that sort of, in that moment with people, and it's very genuine. So there are certainly services where people can help women to do that generous thing that they would like to do at that moment.
On the scale of things in the world that are morally reprehensible, infanticide is just about the worst. This is worse. It's infanticide for profit. It's absolutely unbelievable that somebody would make the argument that they were making on that other network.
Local prosecutors, attorneys general, and DAs should investigate the Planned Parenthood affiliates in their jurisdictions, and Congress should hold hearings, and we should cut off every penny of taxpayer funds.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Always the most chilling of sound bites is the sound bite of the President of the United States speaking at a Planned Parenthood rally and saying these words, which I'm going to, let's go ahead and play. This is from the President of the United States.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you.
The idea that you'd have God bless and Planned Parenthood in the same sentence, let alone God bless America, is frightening considering what's going on right now. Planned Parenthood exposed for what they're actually doing. Not only were they crushing babies, their words, by the way, the word crush, but also the fact that we have a situation where they're selling fetal body parts, and they're not apologizing about it. We've got an interesting series of sound we're going to play for you on this. By the way, more of these videos coming. Planned Parenthood, who we are in court with on multiple times, we've had great success with them in most of the cases. You don't win every case with Planned Parenthood, but we've won a lot of them, including at the Supreme Court. But folks, how do you feel about the fact that the president is doubling down in the sense that, I don't know if we have any fresh sound on this, Josh Earnest, but the original sound was very clear. Planned Parenthood operates under the highest of ethics, and they're not going to change their support of Planned Parenthood. They will not defund Planned Parenthood. Well, Congress is about to, and guess what? Congress controls the purse. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, is in our office in Washington, D.C. Logan is with me here in our media headquarters and is manning Periscope, as well as your calls at 800-684-3110.
That's right. A lot of people joining us on Periscope. If you don't have Periscope, get the app. And either any way you get the App Store or the Google Play or however you get it and search Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live right now, and you can interact if you're watching right now. A lot of people are around the world. Give me your questions or comments. It's a great way to communicate and see what things are like behind the scenes here at Jay Sekulow Live.
All right, Than, in 15 seconds, legislation introduced.
H.R. 3134 from Congressman Dianne Black. For the first time, Jay, this is going to go after more than discretionary funds. This is going to go after all $528 million that Planned Parenthood gets.
I'm telling you, folks, how long did it take to start getting action? About 15 hours. Your voice matters. And thousands of you have signed on to this petition to defund Planned Parenthood, investigate Planned Parenthood, stop the harvesting of babies. All done by Planned Parenthood. 32,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You sign that petition now. Have your voice heard. Speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. Stop this evil practice of what Planned Parenthood's engaged in, crushing babies, but crushing them in the right place, so to speak, so they can keep hearts, livers, and kidneys for sale. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign that petition now.
You It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. The situation of Planned Parenthood, by the way, getting worse, and it's literally going to get worse by the week for Planned Parenthood, because the people that have put out this film are saying that there's at least 10 weeks, maybe even a year's worth, that's coming out, and they're going to release one a week. We've got some video going up ourselves as well. We're getting a lot of calls and comments coming in already via Periscope and Twitter. We've got a very straightforward petition up. It's to defund Planned Parenthood and investigate them. Any other organization that was engaged in this would be facing criminal prosecutions at least. So all we're asking for is investigations, and numbers of members of the House and Senate are doing that. But you remember how Planned Parenthood always talks about this is what's in the best interest of the woman and this is what they're worried about? Well, I'm going to play for you. You're going to have trouble hearing it. I'll read it, but I want you to actually hear the sound so you know this is coming from the actual footage. This is, again, this is the Dr. Noctullah, and her position, Will, was the medical, I think she was the chief professional medical development officer. I'll get the exact title when we come back, but this is her words.
If you maintain enough of the dialogue to the person that's actually doing the procedures and they understand what the end game is, there are little things, changes they can make in their technique to increase your success.
Even though they...
So here's what she said. If you maintain enough of a dialogue with the person who's actually doing the procedure, in other words, the abortionist, so they understand what the end game is, the end game, of course, being what? The harvesting of fetal body parts. There are little things, changes that they can make in their technique. Technique, by the way, is where you crush the baby. And I'm going to play you that sound bite in a minute, too, where the doctor admitted that they modify where they crush the child. So that's what they're talking about. Those are the changes in the technique, and I'm laying out the evidence here for you. Here's what the doctor that actually does this said.
If we want to pursue this mutually, I'll mention this to Ian in terms of how he feels about using a less crunchy technique to get more oral specimens. And then if we agree to move forward, the next steps are to apply a PPFA for a waiver to permit us to do this. We have to have a contract.
So if we want to pursue this mutually, I'll talk to one of our associates and see how he feels about using a, ready for this, folks? This is disgusting. A less crunchy technique. A less crunchy technique, meaning crunching of the skull or the body parts. That's what they're talking about. Over lunch. Over a meeting. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to sign that petition. I'm urging everyone to do it. Defund Planned Parenthood. If there was ever a moment, folks, this is that moment. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call or go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition. Of course, if you want to speak to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. At Jay Sekulow via Twitter and Periscope as well.
Let's go to the phones. James is calling from California on line 3.
Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Jay?
You're on the air.
I was just, just appalled by the grotesque nature, and, yep. and it's just kind of how we are as human beings and just turn everything into a business, you know? And, I mean, playing devil's advocate for a second, I'm just wondering if it's really true the way that you support and play in the world system of our nation. If you're doing this just for business reasons, or do you have an agenda, or you just don't want to get a conventional job, are you really legitimately fighting genuinely for our Christian nation, or are you just...
James, what are you talking about?
I mean, why even put up the fight? You know it's bad.
Why put... Let me ask you a question. You put up a fight when you know things are bad, right, James?
Yes.
Right, so if something evil's happening, most human beings are going to try to do whatever they can to stop that, correct?
No, they're not, because they're
lethargic. Well, let me break it to you. I don't know what human beings you're dealing with, but there are a lot of people, James, that actually want to fight evil. Do you believe that the crunching of the baby's skull and the harvesting of human body parts is evil?
Well, being one
No, 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 no. James, do you believe that it's evil?
Of course it's evil.
Well, then why wouldn't you do everything you could, and why wouldn't I do everything I could legally to stop it?
Defunding and everything. I mean, is it really gonna change our nature by changing just a few things about?
Well, changing. You know, let me get Than Bennett in this conversation, James, because I hope you listen. Planned Parenthood has a billion plus budget, but you know where 500 million of that comes from? You and me. So does defunding Planned Parenthood have a huge impact? You should see how they're lobbying on Capitol Hill right now. They're that concerned about it, Than.
Well, James is actually complicit in this. I am complicit in this. You are complicit in this because we are paying for it, Jay. And let me just say this to James. 327,000 lives are lost each and every year at Planned Parenthood clinics, or as I call them, abortion mills. We at the ACLJ are going to continue fighting until that number is zero. I think we have an obligation to do it. And as long as we're paying for it, Jay, if we stand down and say nothing about it, we are a part of the problem.
Yeah, James, let me ask you another thing. I want our Periscope audience to comment on this, too. James, are you listening to this radio broadcast right now?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I support you, and I think that...
Well, then if you support us, then don't say this, let's, you know, bury our head in the sand as if we do nothing. It doesn't mean we're going to stop every abortion. We're not going to stop every evil. But as human beings, and certainly as believers, we have an obligation to do everything we can to resist evil. And James, I appreciate that you're listening, but I really would encourage you to actually listen and not take this view of the world that we do nothing and we just, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's not the way it works. The Apostle Paul certainly didn't do that, did he? When he was hauled in, he said, I am a citizen of Rome and I demand my rights. And that's exactly, we're doing nothing different than the Apostle Paul. Appreciate the phone call. Obviously, a philosophical disagreement at a minimum. We're getting a lot of comments, I suspect, on...
That's right. Periscope is just exploding with people, you know, commenting and not exactly happy with James in that conversation, but an interesting one nonetheless, and you guys should join in because over 100 people are joined us right now, and it's an amazing time to be a part of this and join the conversation. So many comments, I can't even necessarily get them. The Planned Parenthood, imagine those are your own children being killed. If you stand up and fight... We have to stop the nature of evil. We must resist evil. We have all these comments coming in. 16 million babies, African-American babies have been aborted since 1973. 16 million. All these comments coming in. Really just a huge discussion happening right now on Periscope. And we encourage everyone to join in and get your questions or comments.
And look, the attack on the inner city unborn children is disproportionately high. Planned Parenthood getting a lot of flack. I'm monitoring the media right now. I mean, Planned Parenthood in big, big trouble as the media. And you're seeing this on Periscope right now. That's why you all need to get Periscope. You can see what's going on in the studio. This is a big deal. Taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take another phone call.
Sure, let's go to Robert, who's calling on line 5 from Oregon.
Hi, Robert.
Robert, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I'd read some of Planned Parenthood's rebuttal against this, and one of the things that they're saying is they're not profiting from the sales of these babies. It's just for shipping and handling, but that is clearly not true.
Correct.
Because in Deborah Nucatella's video, you hear her haggling about price and talking about wanting to buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah, let me actually play the Lamborghini bite for you, but I'm going to also go to Than on this afterwards. Here's the Lamborghini soundbite.
It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting at. If this is in the ballpark, then that's fine. If it's still low, then we can talk about it. I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, and by the way, even the apologies that came out, Robert, from Planned Parenthood, and then you can comment on this, was not on what they're doing. It was the tone in which it was said. But she did say, you know, I'd like a Lamborghini. So, yeah, Robert, it's all about money.
They're not apologetic about anything but the tone. And you know, they don't call this selling, Jay, but the caller's exactly right. The reason they don't call this selling is because they think they are giving the buyer a good deal. They are selling the organ so-called at cost rather than making a profit for them, at least in their terms. Jay, the American people aren't that stupid.
No.
We know that a relatively low cost for something doesn't mean that it's not still a sale. They are transferring that organ, and they are getting money in return. We know what that is.
Periscope that kind of relate to this caller coming in. David's calling from California. Quickly, David, we're about to go to break. What's your question or comment?
Hi, David.
Hey, Jay, they're always saying, Planned Parenthood is always saying it's a blob or it's a tissue.
Right.
Well, how can you sell a liver? How can you sell body parts
right.
if it's a tissue?
Yeah, now, well, yeah, exactly right. So the veneer has been pulled off of Planned Parenthood on this one because you're right. They used to tell the woman it's just cells. These are not live, living human beings. And why are you trying to harvest the live human being's liver, kidney, and heart? But, David, this is, you know, like the fact that we've been talking about this is disgusting. But a lot of people, I mean, if you could see what's going on our Periscope feed right now or the number of phone calls we're getting, people are outraged on this. I mean, absolutely outraged.
Murder of a human being. There's all these people coming, and some people on the other side as well with their comments. But let's just say the majority of them are listeners of this broadcast and are supporting them. But again, it's just it's pure outrage, and some people are even asking, could this be something that could be considered criminal? Will
yes.
there be jail time? How
well,
is this involved?
There's a question about the illegality of it. Although as more is coming out, it looks like they were training. If it's shown that they were in commas for profit, they're in real serious indictment kind of trouble. If that evidence is there. But to get that evidence, we need congressional oversight. And folks, I'm taking a break. We're taking a break right now, getting ready for another segment. Here's what I want you to do. Everyone that is listening to me, we've had about 32,000 signatures on this petition. We need 100,000. If there was ever a time to defund Planned Parenthood, this is the moment. Lamborghinis crushing the skull to save the organs, to sell the organs. In the United States of America, the answer should be no. ACLJ.org is me, no anywhere. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You sign that petition now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org now.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 888-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Soundbite on this is Planned Parenthood, and every time they make a statement, they are burying themselves deeper and deeper in trouble. And they are under a relentless attack right now, and I'm glad we're in that fight. Listen to this one. This is from Dr. Ann Davis, the Medical Director of Physicians for Reproductive Health, her defense of Planned Parenthood.
It's a very compassionate gesture. It's a very private moment where people volunteer to do this. And certainly so, my colleagues around the country and I are the recipients of that sort of, in that moment with people, and it's very genuine. So there are certainly services where people can help women to do that generous thing that they would like to do at that moment.
They are so evil. Because these same people over lunch chomping on their salad and sipping their wine are talking about crushing skulls and saving organs so that they could sell these organs and wanting to sell them for significant profit so they can drive a Lamborghini. So all of this coming out nicey-nice stuff, don't believe any of it. It is a lie. Planned Parenthood is neither planned nor for parenthood. Okay? They are in the abortion business. And we need to realize that. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Add your name to this now. Fan Benner, Director of Government Affairs in Washington, D.C. Logan Seculo in our Media Center manning our Periscope feed. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kathy on line 3 from Washington.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Do not these doctors supposed to be taking an oath to preserve life rather than murder or destroy our babies? Shouldn't their licenses be revoked?
You can't revoke the... Well, look, some of them have had their license revoked. Gosnell has been in jail. A number of them have been sued for malpractice. All of this goes on. And the reality is, and I think we have to be clear here, Than... The call for the oversight hearings are going to – the doctor credentialing has been a big issue that's been litigated. We won initially Fifth Circuit. Doesn't look so good. There was a stay issue by the Supreme Court, so we're going to have to fight on that. But, yes, this issue of these doctors and what they're doing – and we're playing for you the testimony, folks. It's outrageous what they're saying. But understand, they are in the business of abortion, Than, and that's what has to come out in these hearings.
Yeah, well, that's why this is a two-pronged approach on our part, Jay, because, yes, the funding has to stop immediately, but these investigations, these hearings have to get to the bottom of some of the things that these videos bring out. For instance, if these doctors, Jay, are altering the timing and the procedure that they use to perform these abortions,
which they
and
are.
Potentially, right, they admit that they are in these videos, if there is evidence to substantiate that, and they are putting the lives of mothers in jeopardy, that is illegal. That is criminal. And medical licenses and other things will come into play. So these investigations have to focus on more than money. They have to focus on that type of wrongdoing as well.
Exactly right. And we've got a lot of comments coming in also via phones. By the way, if you want to talk to us, ACLJ 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Call us now. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes. SiriusXM on number station or at ACLJ.org. And, of course, on Periscope, you get to watch the whole thing. So, again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Right, on Periscope, people purely disgusted and just abhorred by all of this. We did get one comment that, is this considered partial birth abortion? And also, why is the federal government funding this in the first place?
Should not have been. Planned Parenthood's got a huge lobby, is a fact of the matter. Partial birth abortions... Are they partial birth abortions? Look, the fact of the matter is, and I think this is coming out in the testimony too, Than, there's no doubt that they're engaging in these kind of procedures. They are very careful. We have one of the bites where she talks about using a medication instead of, quote, a live birth abortion. And I'm gonna get that bite to play it in a moment because, folks, it tells you right now what they're really engaged in and how they're engaged in that practice. So they will say that they will tailor the practice, which instead of being what they call they make this like disparaging comment about live birth abortion, oh, these so-called live birth abortions or wherever you have it. We had the sound from a couple of days ago. Do we have it? We're going to have it in a moment. It really sets it out. But that's part of what's going on here, Than.
Well, it's disgusting. I mean, the process that they're describing is the partial birth abortion procedure. And what they do there is they turn the baby into breech position, more dangerous from the mother,
right.
Extract it partially, and then in a partial birth abortion, Jay, they crush the skull or they snip the spine. The only difference in this case is they want to preserve the head to sell the brain. That's the only difference between what they're talking about in this video and the partial birth abortion procedure that was outlawed.
Yeah, so I'm going to play it for you. This is again, Dr. Noctella. Again, this will be trouble hearing it, right? This sounds a little... I'll read it to you afterwards, but folks, listen really close. Chomping salad, sipping wine, talking about selling human body parts.
You're just kind of cognizant of where you put your breast first. Try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting hard, long liver, because we know that, so I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get it intact. And with the calvarium, in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not a vertex.
So here's what she said. Let me say it for you. You heard it. Even though it's hard to hear, I wanted you to hear it. You're just kind of cognizant of where you put your graspers. You try intentionally to go below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above. I'm going to see if I can get it all intact. And with the calvarium, the head, in general, some people actually try to change the presentation so that it's not head first, which, by the way, is more dangerous for the woman. So they're not interested in women's health here. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Got an interesting comment on Periscope, and I think they're right. It says it feels like the tone of a Dr. Hannibal Lecter. It's almost so calm and so comforting, but when you listen to what they're saying, it's just disgusting.
Well, this is, look, they apologize for the tone because they thought that eating the salad and sipping the wine while you're talking about crushing a human skull was a bit, disgusting. But you're right. They're very clinical about this. A good comment from Periscope. Very clinical about it. Let's take another. Wait, folks, stay on the line here. Those of you who have been on there, let's try. Can we grab one before the break, Logan? Or are we too tight here?
Sure, we can go quickly. Let's go to George, who's calling on line 6 from California.
Hey, George, very quick, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that I'm a born again believer on fire for Christ. And I love your organization.
Thank you.
My wife and I support you financially and prayerfully. I'd just like to say that the one redeeming quality of abortion is that all the aborted babies are with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
But we need to defend the defenseless. And it's the coarsening of the culture. It's the disregard and devaluing of human life. It's the coarse way in which this is done. As Logan just said, it's this kind of clinical response on how they do it and the way they talk about it. So, George, while they're in heaven, and I know that, the fact of the matter is, we have destroyed a generation, and we are paying for it with our tax dollars.
One comment just put there, more African-American children aborted in New York than born.
Yes, this is a true. This is a fact that in New York City, more African-American kids are killed by abortion than are live birthed, and that should be intolerable for any people. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Now I want to do something I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to make so many phone calls, it shuts our phone lines down. We have got to stop this. We've got momentum. We need your help to stop it. You go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. You tell the operator, I want to sign that petition to defund, investigate, and end Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. All 50 states. Shut those phone lines down. I want so many calls coming in. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If there was ever a time to act, this is that moment. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
All alone, the watchtower. This is getting you.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom.
everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Anyways, here's what I wanted to tell you. The fact is, Planned Parenthood has been caught. They're in real trouble. Our friend Trent Franks went to the floor of the House yesterday. Very emotional. And Fan, I want you to set the stage a little bit about this before we play the sound from Senator for Congressman Franks. He's been an ardent supporter of life, and this is an issue that's been on his heart. I know we also have sound from James Lankford, but are we going to play the Franks sound first? All right. So, but Fan, set the stage for everybody and what they're seeing or hearing.
Well, last night on the floor of the House of Representatives, Jay, something happened that I don't know that I've ever seen happen before. There was a special hour set aside to talk about the atrocities that we saw in these videos. And so many members came down to the floor to talk that the hour ran out of time. So Trent Franks went down to the floor, and he asked unanimous consent to extend the time. And I think some of the sound that you're going to hear is part of what he said when asking to extend that time. Then he spoke briefly. More members spoke for another half an hour, and then they closed it out. But such overwhelming response on the floor of the House last night that they actually had to extend the special hour on this topic.
All right, let's go ahead and play that sound.
What we are doing to these little children, the least of these, our little brothers and sisters, is real. It is the greatest human rights atrocity in the United States today. And for us to now stand by and allow it all to continue unabated while Planned Parenthood sells the body parts of these little murdered children is to desecrate everything that America was meant to be and for those noble Americans who died to make it come to be.
Wow. I'm holding in my hand a letter I just got emailed to me from the United States Senate. The United States Senate has sent a letter to the Attorney General of the United States demanding a criminal investigation, which is long overdue. I don't expect that the FBI will do it. That's why elections have consequences. But I will tell you this. I believe the House and Senate are going to do it. And I will tell you, we'll be front and center on that.
I have a comment tying into that. One person asked, should they be calling their senators and their congressmen? Should they be doing all these things to reach out? What's the best way for them to do
that? So, Than, well, first of all, sign the petition so we can do that uniformly. But, Than, what is the best way here? Obviously, we'll reach 100,000 signatures or more. What else can people do? That's a good question.
It's all of the above, Jay. First of all, you got to sign that petition because it enables us to be your voice here in Washington, D.C., and that's a big part of why we've seen so much momentum over the 24 hours. That's been a critical space to get the momentum moving on this. Yes, you should also call your congressman and your senator. And here's the other thing, Jay. We are your voice here in Washington, D.C., but in the month of August, these members are going home. They need to hear about this from you when they are there in your hometowns. They need to know that this is something that the rest of America cares about.
So let me talk to our radio audience and our Periscope audience right now. When your congressman or senators are back home and they do those town halls, please show up and talk to them about this. Politely, courteously, but talk to them. Be courteous, but talk to them. Ask them where they stand on this issue and demand an accountability on the Planned Parenthood front. We're taking more of your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We're also getting a tremendous amount of calls and comments via Twitter, at Jay Sekulo, and also via Periscope.
Yeah, almost too many on Periscope to keep up, so we will get to you, Periscope, I promise. We'll talk to you during the break, as we do every break. Let's quickly go to a phone call. Jeannie, quickly in California, what's your comment?
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jay.
Yep.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Thanks.
And my question is, to whom are these body parts being sold?
Great question. So they're sold to, they're technically bio-research firms, they call themselves that, and they do experiments on them. They'll try to take the tissue and they'll do, and that, so what you're going to see Planned Parenthood say, these are for good purposes. You know, it'll be for, that's what they're saying, you know, it's for heart and lung research. But they're killing children to do this. I mean, listen to me, folks. They are killing, they're admitting this. Guilty as charged. Tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to take their words and draft for you on air the indictment. I'm going to take the words that they've said, and I'm going to tell you where it's legal and where it's illegal. We got to fight back. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. At Jay Sekulo via Twitter. Easy way to do it for Periscope. Get your questions. Logan's monitoring those. And we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Rise up! These kids can't speak for themselves. We can speak for them. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
From evil to evil. From worse to worse. From disgusting to vulgar. And we're paying for it with our taxpayer dollars. It's time for that to be over. If there was a moment to defund Planned Parenthood, folks, and we're talking, when you defund Planned Parenthood, let me tell you something. It'll be a sea change in the fight for life. You go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Before we take any calls, before we go to Periscope, if you want to talk to us in there, by the way, what do you think the administration's going to do about this? If you want to talk to me about that, 1-800-684-3110. Can we find that Josh Earnest sound where he says, oh, we understand Planned Parenthood abides by their highest ethical standards. This is after this. They've still not. This is still their talking point. Listen.
Some employees with Planned Parenthood were captured on video talking about fetal remains, the remains of aborted fetuses. Does the president have a reaction to this debate?
I haven't spoken to the president about this particular issue, and I'll acknowledge that I have not seen the particular video in question. I did read the news reports indicating that the policies that are followed by Planned Parenthood are entirely consistent with the strictest ethical guidelines that have been established.
I believe that the man would say strictest ethical guidelines while all this is going on. You'd think the White House might say, you know what, this is something that's bad, and we, even though we're in Planned Parenthood's pocket, you know, we should say what they've done is reprehensible here. And by the way, some employees of Planned Parenthood, let me explain to you, these are their medical directors. If you want to talk to me on air, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, is in our offices in Washington, D.C., in our studios. Logan's with me here in our media center, and we're monitoring Periscope and our phone calls. Again, you're outraged at this, or maybe you're opposed to our position. We'll take that, too. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we encourage you to call.
We got a comment on Periscope. One person asked, what will defunding Planned Parenthood do, because won't they be able to get funding from other sources, and what does that actually do? And also, a lot of people are asking about the origin of Planned Parenthood.
Okay, so Than, I'm going to let you, let's talk about the dollars and cents that are involved. And they have about a $1.5 billion budget, but when you take $500 million or $530 million away, Than, that will have devastating consequences. Plus, putting them under federal or criminal investigation will also have devastating consequences. takes $528 million out of their pocket, Jay, and it does a couple of things. First of all, it gets you and me out of the abortion business,
right,
and that is extremely important. But second of all, about $400 million of that, Jay, comes from Medicaid reimbursement. Medicaid is supposed to be for the poor, for those who need it. This would put that money back into that program. It would take it out of abortion and back into a program that it's supposed to be used for. So the number of levels on which this would do good are almost too many to count.
The other thing is the origins of Planned Parenthood, they've been around since the 1920s. They were founded by Margaret Sanger. She was a eugenicist. She believed in the creation of a superior race. That's why it was targeted towards, in her view, the inferior races. And that was her approach. He's got a horrible history. But you know what? That history, you're watching it today. This, what you're seeing on air is their history. Harry Reid defending Planned Parenthood. You want to get more aggravated on that? Do we have the sound on that one? Let's go ahead and play it.
Human fetal tissue research has been critically important for biomedical research for a long, long time. These politically motivated videos raise some questions, but nothing I've seen indicates Planned Parenthood violated federal laws. These edited videos should not take away from the important work Planned Parenthood does on behalf of women. All organizations need to be abiding by the law, and if they don't, then it should be looked into, and that's what's happening right now.
These video edited videos should not take away from the important work Planned Parenthood does on behalf of women. Crushing their baby skulls or not, maybe to avoid, to protect their heart, lung, and livers and kidneys so they could sell them. You know, Harry Reid, retire, okay? Retire, please. Enough. To be an apologist, who in, this is how warped they are, folks. They could be an apologist for Planned Parenthood with all of the, what else do you want them to do? What other evidence do we need where the left is finally going to say, you know what? This is disgusting. We don't do this in a civilized society. Disgusting. You need to add your voice to this, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, you could do that at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to the phones. V is calling on line one from Virginia.
Hi, V.
Hello.
You're on, yes, you're on the air.
I'm just, I listen to your show a lot to see if you address current topics about anything that's happening in America, especially with the black race. Yep. And I disagree that the highest percentage of abortions among African-American, black, I don't agree with that because there's a highly undisclosed amount of white America that also has abortion. I just disagree
with
that.
Let me give you the number. It's not that it's a higher number. It's disproportionate, I said, to the size of the population. Here's the number, V. 13 million African-American children have been killed by abortion since 1973. That's the number. V?
But you're addressing just the black America.
No. I think, listen, I think abortion is horrible, period. But I think if you look at where Planned Parenthood locates their clinics, and I would encourage you to research, V, the origins of Planned Parenthood, and you're going to find out really quickly that those origins are not very accommodating to African Americans. In fact, they were the targets of Margaret Sanger. So you have to understand they come from a eugenics background, and it is a disproportionately high number. It is a business of abortion, and it is annihilating a generation, and included in that generation are African Americans to the tune of at least 13 million. That's the fact. That's just fact. Go ahead, Z. V.
Discriminated or
No. You don't understand. You're not listening, V. Here's what I'm saying. They are targeting inner city women, which is the destruction of the inner city child in utero and selling that child's body parts. Now, V, you sound like an intelligent woman. You don't think that's a good thing.
I'm addressing what never comes off of your show.
You don't want to address what is in the show. What is being discussed in the show today because you don't like the facts. But it's, let me ask you this, V. Are you in favor of an unrestricted right to abortion?
And what you
V? V, are you in favor of an unrestricted right to abortion? Are you in favor of abortion?
I'm not in favor of abortion.
Then you were not in favor of an abortion if it was a white child or if it was an African-American child, right?
To the advantage of your topic when you decide.
No. See, you're trying to twist into something it's not. The fact is we gave you the numbers. It's a horrible report. I'm sorry, but those are the facts, V. I'm sorry. That's what it is. All
right, let's go to another call. Juanita's been holding on line two for a while. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Juanita.
Hello. I just wanted to say, and you touched on it,
yep.
These people are defending them. There was an article in I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
Yep.
In our local
one of the abortion
paper.
Capitals of the world, by the way.
I
long-term
understand.
Abortionists were right there in Wichita.
I understand, and I've cried over anyway. Yep. But the commentary in the paper was, but by stopping this, this just lets up this new problem that we have, this desperate need for body part or for research.
But even though Juanita, and you're we're on the same side here. Even when you say it, it sounds so outrageous what they're doing, because it is. We need body parts, therefore we are going to sell the unborn child who we just killed body parts. So then why won't you just do this as a business? And Juanita, you're absolutely right. They are doing this as a business. This is their business. Here's the end game soundbite from Dr. Nuctella. Again, it's going to be hard to hear. I'll read it afterwards.
If you maintain enough of the dialogue to the person that's actually doing the procedures and they understand what the end game is, there are little things, changes they can make in their technique to increase your
even though they...
So how did they not fire this one anyways? I don't know. Why? I mean, I think Planned Parenthood needs to be indicted. But why would they be... Why would you let this person work there? Here's what she said. If you maintain enough dialogue, this is the head doctor talking dialogue, by the way, with the person who's actually doing the procedure. That's the abortionist. So they understand what the end game is. What is the end game? Selling the body parts. Then she says, in this kind of condescending way, there are little things you can do, changes that can be made in their technique to increase success of being able to sell the body parts. So said the senior director of medical services for Planned Parenthood Federation of America. If you're outraged about that, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition. It is critical that you do it, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got some emails going out on it as well. Look for those today. Everybody that's listening should be on our email list. Periscope folks, you should be too. Got a couple phone lines open, so if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. It's critical that you give us a call, and let's talk about this via Periscope. We're staying up, Logan?
We're up.
We're staying up on Periscope. ACLJ.org or 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, and 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. But again, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. My dad had to step out for a moment. He'll be on Neil Cavuto, I believe, later on today, just right after the broadcast. If you flip over, you'll be able to see him there. We have a ton of calls coming in and a ton of comments on Periscope. Make sure you're joining us in the conversation. I'm going to go to Than. Than, reset it. Tell everyone what's going on and what they can do to help.
Well, Logan, so much of this conversation really has been centered around the fact that at one moment for Planned Parenthood, life really just has no value. But then moments later, the organs that are derived from that life has value. And I want to play some sound for you that took place on the Senate floor a couple of days ago. This is Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma talking about this harvesting of human organs that's taken place in Planned Parenthood clinics.
All right, let's go to that.
And then the doctor in this particular video gives the details of how once they get that consent from the mom, they would be careful to reach in and actually crush the head of the child to kill the child in the womb so they could preserve the rest of the organs, because the kidney has value, because the liver has value, because the lungs have value, because the muscles in the legs have value. I would tell you that child has value, and that every single adult that can hear me right now was once 20 weeks old in the womb.
That's right. And I think that ties in really, really closely to a call we have coming in. Spencer is calling from Oregon. He's been on hold for about 20 minutes. Thank you for holding, Spencer. So many comments coming in on the phone or on Periscope. Let's go to you. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First off, my wife and I would like to thank you guys for what you're doing. And, you know, I just want to point out that at every turn, Planned Parenthood has pushed for later and later abortions. And I think they've known for a long time what they were going to do. Why they were doing it, you know, so they could harvest these organs.
That's right. And that does seem to be the case. You know, I'm not, you know, particularly familiar with Planned Parenthood. I've been there. I'm an expectant father for the second time around. I've seen how this stuff goes. I've been through ultrasounds now because my wife has a high risk pregnancy. We've been through 7 or 8 ultrasounds now just a few months in, and to see just the little developments as time has gone, we're a few months in, 4 months in or so, to see that really just, this just makes it that much more shocking and disgusting. And it should be illegal, and that's the interesting part. I want to go to Joseph Williams here in the studio. It's one of those really odd gray areas, it seems, where everyone kind of should assume this is illegal, but instead it's just disgusting at this point. We're trying to see what exactly legal actions can be taken.
That's exactly right. Just today, Senator Mike Lee from Utah and nearly a dozen other Republican senators have sent a letter to the Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch, and Secretary Burwell of Health and Human Services, laying out what the laws currently are and what took place, the grotesque, disgusting things being discussed in this video, and how they may be illegal. And if they're not illegal, they should be. And we are working on a comprehensive report to make sure that happens before Congress.
So, Than, what is the next step for Joseph is a lawyer. I'm just an everyman, essentially, at this point. What's the next step for someone like me? How can I reach out? How can I help this case?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, Logan. The first thing that I think a regular citizen should do is insist that we stop paying for this. I mean, that could happen tomorrow with H.R. 3134. Actually, Congresswoman Diane Black is going to be on this broadcast tomorrow talking about it. It would end the $528 million that Planned Parenthood gets every year, and it would end it today. And then the second thing, Logan, is call on members of Congress to do exactly what Joseph just described, which is find the truth about what is actually happening. If Planned Parenthood is altering the timing of these abortions, or if they are altering the position of the baby or the way in which they perform that abortion to get these organs, that is illegal. That should be prosecuted, and this investigation should bear that out. So I think an average citizen, Logan, should ask for H.R. 3134 to be passed, and they should ask for this investigation to go forward.
That's right. We have a lot of calls coming in, so we're going to quickly get through them as many as we can through the rest of the show. But let's go to Janet calling from California on line 3. Janet, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. At the top of the show today, Jay made what I thought was a really winning argument for defunding Planned Parenthood. And that was that he said that other than the abortion,
aspect of their program. All other services that Planned Parenthood offers are already available through community, I believe he said community health centers, but whatever the exact focus.
Well, I can tell you that. That, you know, being exactly like I just said earlier, an expectant father again for the second time, Joseph as a child, so does Than. And we are a lot of young dads here, and we can tell you is all of the services that they provide, the positive ones, the ones that we talk about, the good, grossly don't even count really in the percentage points of what really is abortion. Because what I mean, just think about what you think goes to mind and what everyone goes to mind. You're not going to Planned Parenthood necessarily for just your normal appointments and everything that you need to get taken care of. It's kind of a ridiculous thing that it's even an argument. Like my dad said earlier today, our old offices were blocks away from a Planned Parenthood center. And I will tell you, it was not there for your normal OBGYN checkups and all that. Now, you can tell that, honestly, sadly, by the people that were walking in and everything that was happening. And let's go to Joseph. Joseph, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, one of the biggest lies that the big abortion industry puts out there is that Planned Parenthood and the big abortion industry are the ones that care about women's health. That's absolutely not true. The fact of the matter is there are tens of thousands of pro-life advocates in this nation giving a lot of money, serving a lot of volunteer hours at crisis pregnancy centers. These pro-life crisis pregnancy centers are the ones that are truly helping expectant mothers and truly care about life and unborn babies. The abortion industry is trying to shut them down, and the ACLJ is doing a lot of work to stand up for them as well.
That's right. And Than, you have an interesting stat on that. I want you to reiterate to our audience that I saw in the chat we have here.
Well, listen, Logan and Joseph, you guys are exactly right, and the numbers bear it out. By Planned Parenthood's own numbers, they get about 333,000 pregnant women through their doors, through their abortion mills each and every year. 327,000 of those 333,000 pregnant women end up getting abortions. They really don't provide many other services to pregnant women.
That's right. It's abhorrent. It's absurd. It's something that is only indicated, honestly, by the amount of calls we've had today, the amount of people that have joined us on Periscope. We've broken the record of how many people that have been on our Periscope feed today, because people are, even one side or the other, people are just outraged about this. And we're going to quickly get one final call in before we wrap up the show, and we thank you all for joining us. Let's go to Ronald from Virginia. Ronald, very quickly, what's your comment today?
Quick comment and a reiteration of what Jay said earlier. It's a human rights violation. It violates our Constitution. It violates the Word of God. And if your conscience is grieved, you should not have to fund it.
That's right. Absolutely. And Than, go to you for a final word. What can people do, and what can they do to help out?
You know, Logan, I think the veil's been pulled back on this. It's one thing to claim that you're pro-choice. It's another thing altogether to line up in support of an organization that is harvesting babies' organs in order to sell those parts. It's time for the American people, Logan, to stand up and insist that federal officials here in Washington, D.C., no longer tolerate that. It's time for officials here to make a choice. Either they're for abortion or they're for these babies.
And there's
can't be both.
And there is an easy way for you all to do that and help us out, and that is to sign the petition to stop for Planned Parenthood to stop harvesting aborted babies' organs. It doesn't matter what side of the life issue you are on. There are a lot of people that have come in on our comments. They're Democrats. They're pro-choice, all this. But everyone kind of agrees that this is a point where it goes from not just illegal, we believe, but also to just disgusting. And you all can help out. And what you can do is go to ACLJ.org, sign the petition. It's easy to find there. Or you can call our petition line, 877-989-2255. That's right. It's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Get the ACLJ app. You can do it there. It's probably one of the easiest ways. And you can join us tomorrow on Periscope, and we'll be continuing this discussion, I'm sure, as things come to light. Again, we want to thank everyone for joining us on Jay Sekulow Live today. Again, my dad's about to be on Neil Cavuto, Jay Sekulow, so flip over and take a look at that. I appreciate everyone joining us today, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.